Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Social media bans, narrowing gender pay gaps, and storm shadow missiles to Ukraine. Good morning, this is Maven Genie with your 8am Zedlines. A federal parliamentary committee examining social media's impact on Australian society has recommended that social media apps give users the ability to alter, reset, or turn off algorithms and be provided with more privacy protections. The committee has, however, not recommended the ban on under 16-year-olds accessing social media, saying there was widespread agreement that a ban would not be sufficient to stop harm. It was recommended that any legislation or political framework affecting young people and their social media use should be co-designed with young people. Deputy Chair of the Committee and Greens Senator Sarah Hanson-Young said, quote, "You don't make platforms safer by just locking young people out. This report is a call to action for our parliament to stop the toxic tech giants damaging our democracy and targeting our kids."
In local news, Queensland has been ranked as Australia's unhealthiest state or territory, according to iSelect's analysis of the Australian Bureau of Statistics 2022 National Health Survey. The state ranked last overall, with Greater Brisbane titled the second unhealthiest capital city after Greater Perth, while Victoria, the ACT and New South Wales led the health rankings. The report assessed lifestyle health factors such as alcohol consumption, smoking, physical activity, and fruit and vegetable intake, along with the prevalence of long-term health conditions across regions. Despite plenty of fresh air and sunshine around, Queenslanders are at their highest health risk due to some unhealthy habits, the report states.
Britain is set to supply storm shadow missiles to Ukraine for carrying out strikes in Russia, following US President Joe Biden's decision to provide Ukraine with similar long-range missiles. During the G20 summit, Prime Minister Keir Starmer reinforced the UK's commitment to increasing its support for Ukraine, with diplomatic sources suggesting that other European nations may soon follow the US example. Although the Prime Minister refrained from discussing operational specifics, he recognised the importance of increasing aid to Ukraine, which recently suffered extensive damage to its electricity network due to Russian airstrikes on Sunday. The Prime Minister said, quote, "We need to make sure Ukraine has what is necessary for as long as necessary, because we cannot allow Putin to win this war."
In national news, according to a report released today by the Australian Council of Trade Unions, the gender pay gap is now at its lowest point ever at 11.5%. Their figures state that women are essentially working for free for 42 days of the year due to their decreased wages. Under the Albanese government, the gender pay gap has been closing at a rate of 1.3% per year, compared to 0.4% under the previous coalition governments. The narrowing gap is credited to the introduction of new work rights and wage reforms in female-dominated sectors.
An Australian gold mining company, Resolute Mining, has agreed to pay $160 million to the government of West African country Mali. The country's junta has detained the company's chief executive and two other employees following a meeting surrounding Mali's tax and state claims. The country has recently tightened its mining laws, applying retroactive taxes and increasing government stakes in projects. The three detainees are reportedly being treated well and are receiving support from embassies and consulates.
For your weather today, Brisbane is cloudy with 90% chances of rain. It is currently 22 degrees with an expected maximum of 25. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is expected to reach 11, which is in the very high band. That's all for your news for 8am. We'll be back at 9am with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or Twitter or head to our website 4zzz.org.au/news.
Thank you very much,